Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the lady who covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. And she joins us every Tuesday at 11. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are well. Now, last night, before we get into the Browns on this, last night, clearly an aberration because of the weather. But rather than try to defeat the elements, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels thought this is the best way we can possibly win this game. And we don't care that their defense is really pretty good against the run. We're going to run it 46 times and throw it three. I thought it was really interesting. I don't know if Kevin should take something from that, or if he should take more from what happened in game one against the Ravens, Mary Kay. But I thought it was a fascinating football occurrence, and you don't see it very often.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's just Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels for you. My goodness. I mean, they are so smart. Seventh straight victory, the way that they did it, it was incredible. And as you know, it is a copycat league, and other teams in the NFL will take notice, including the Browns, including the Ravens. So I think that I think you will see more like this because they proved that it is doable. Now, of course, you have to have other things. That's a really incredible Patriots defense. I mean, you can't pull off something like that unless you have the kind of defense that they have to make the kind of plays that they made in the clutch. They are so good. And you can tell, again, that it's a Bill Belichick coach defense.
All right, Mary Kay, let's flip to the Browns. What did they throw out and what did they keep in? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I know they're going to have plenty more of, obviously, Kareem Hunt in the game plan because he's back and he's healthy. He was only able to play 23 snaps in the last game against the Ravens. So you'll see more of Kareem Hunt. He's feeling much better, so that will help. Baker's feeling better, so I think you can try to move him around a little bit more, and I think that will also help. And I think you're probably going to need to do that a little bit because now these guys are going to have Calais Campbell back. And if you try to hem Baker in, Calais Campbell can get those hands up and get his hands on some passes and disrupt things that way, 6'8". So that's something that you're going to have to think about in this game. I think there will be some more downfield shots and some more downfield passing. I think Baker wants that, and his receivers are going to have to come through and catch those passes, obviously. But I also think that, the fact that three of the teams that they're playing just can't pick off the ball. And I'm talking about traditionally this season, they haven't done it, and that's the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Raiders. They're way down at the bottom of the barrel. Two of those teams have five picks. One of them has four. So this is something where you can take some of those chances that the Browns haven't really taken this season. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, then those guys on the other end have to do their part, and they have to catch the ball.
Mary Kay, you asked a question of Kevin yesterday, and I thought, well, there's a great question from Mary Kay that's right on the money. Because Andrew Berry had said, we expect Baker to play really well down the final five games. Kevin reiterated that, and you said, what makes you think that? What do you think does make them think that, and why do you think that, and you've written it on Cleveland.com, if anybody were looking for really in-depth on this, go read it. But why do you think they think that, or are they just saying that?
Well, you know what? I think I really tried to pin him down on that, and as
I know you
heard,
did. Yeah.
I did not get much of an answer, but I think it's a question, it's a valid question, obviously.
It sure is.
Like, what makes you say that? Why do you have reason to believe that? And so I did try to lay it out in a column, and I really gave it a lot of thought on, why they might be saying that. And I think it's a number of things. I think, first of all, it can't get much worse, okay? His last three ratings have been 50-something, 50-something, and 70-something. It just hasn't been good. A lot of injuries around him, a bunch of dropped passes. And so I think that they really have given the team marching orders to go out and everybody pick up their game. Go get healthy, go get your battery recharged, and come back and give us some way better football than what you've given us so far to everybody. And I think that they will rise to the occasion. I think Baker's going to be better. I think he needed the mental break. I think he needed the physical break. I think, as I mentioned before, I think Kareem is going to come back healthier. I think Donovan Peoples-Jones is going to come back healthier. They're hoping to have Anthony Schwartz back, and even though he's had largely a lost season, at least, as I mentioned in my column, set him on some go routes, throw it up there against the worst pass defense against explosive plays. 54 explosive plays by this Baltimore defense, and now they don't have Marlon Humphrey. So they're going to take their shots. I don't know exactly what the weather's going to be like yet on Sunday, but they're going to take their shots downfield when they can. And this time, they're going to hit them. And that is probably going to be the difference in the game.
All right. Do you think we'll see Chubb and Hunt in the backfield together? I know fans are kind of calling for it. I don't know. The fact that fans are calling for it kind of makes me think we're not going to see it. But do you think we're going to see it?
Well, you know, what started out as just, you know, hey, might you guys do that? You know, has sort of turned into like, that's what the Browns need to do now. I mean, they might do it some, they might not. This regime traditionally has not done that for one reason or another. But that doesn't mean that you can't be effective with those two guys if you don't have them on the field at the exact same time. You need to use more Kareem. You need to use more Nick. They need to run the ball way more than they did in the first meeting. They need to stick with it, and they will. Whether or not those two guys appear on the field together a bunch, I don't think they've done it at all yet this season, so even a little bit would be more. But I don't think all of a sudden you're just going to be seeing, you know, the wishbone on Sunday.
Mary Kay, you said take your shots downfield and Anthony Schwartz, you know, run some go routes and things like that. I agree with you. I think you can do that and still run the ball 30 times in a game. In fact, I think if you can run the ball against Baltimore, I think it makes you even more effective in taking those kind of plays. And it stunned me the other day when, in the last game, I should say, when Kevin went away from the Browns' strength to try to play to the Ravens' weakness. I just don't think that's a great way to coach.
Well, you know, you try what you think is going to work, and then if it doesn't work in the course of the football game, then you need to adjust and try something else. Now, I think in that game, it just seemed like whatever they were trying wasn't going to work, in part because there was a lack of connection between the quarterback generally and his receivers in a lot of cases, his pass catchers. It was, even though PFF, Pro Football Focus, only has the Browns for two drops in that game, there were just a number of missed connections, whether it be the defender knocking it down, whether it be a drop pass, whether the pass was just off. So I think that's going to be better this game, but here's one reason why it might not be, and they're going to have to be careful about this, and that is they're challenged at the tackle spots this season, both of them, okay? You're without Jack Conklin now, and they don't even know if they're going to start Blake Hance. They're going to leave that up in the air and keep the Ravens guessing about that. But the Ravens took advantage of that in the last game, and they used, you know, some different blitz packages, and they did things schematically to mess up the passing game. And they're going to try to do that again. The Browns are going to be ready for it this time, but that is a place where they are vulnerable to Tyus Bowser and other defenders. So expect, you know, expect them to do that again and see if they can get away with it. And again, Calais Campbell is back this game. He was out the last game. So losing Marlon Humphrey is huge, but getting Calais Campbell back is also big.
Mary Kay, I would think that Baker Mayfield's injury situation clouds everything that's going on with the offensive slump. But let me ask you this. Having scored only 17 or fewer points in 7 of the last 9, do you think the Browns think, that Kevin Stefanski and his staff, do you think they think something's broken on the offense? Or do you think they're thinking, man, well, we're just not playing well and we can tinker with it and make it work? Because they keep doing the same types of things and not getting any results.
I think they're looking out there and seeing the same things that everybody else is, and that is a quarterback who has struggled for one reason or another, whether it has a ton to do with injuries or whether it doesn't, he has not played well this season. I mean, that's just a fact. But he certainly isn't the only one. I mean, you can look out there and see that there are receivers not always getting separation, including Jarvis Landry, who traditionally has gotten great separation. He's starting to come back and get better, but I think that that knee injury really did set him back. You know, as I mentioned before, they're looking out there and they're seeing some tackle issues, and that impacts how you can call the game. I mean, you can't necessarily call a bunch of deep shots and things like that when you have, you know, when you're trying not to get your injured quarterback killed. You have to do things or try to do things a certain way. So I think it's been a collective thing. I don't think it's just been Baker Mayfield, but he has definitely been a part of it. I don't think we can absolve him from the passing woes this season. He is a part of it and a large part of it. But so are the pass catchers. I mean, where's Austin Hooper? What's going on with Austin Hooper? You're paying this guy $10.5 million, and those two just don't have a connection, really, Baker and Austin Hooper. So that's something that, you know, they are probably going to try to improve over these last five games. Now they don't have three tight ends. The way, you know, this has been a very heavy three tight end offense, and now you don't really have three tight ends per se that you can use. So they have to do a little finagling in that way. So maybe you play more three wide. I don't know what they have up their sleeve, but somehow they have to unlock the passing game.
Okay, who wins the North? Let's say the Browns win this week. Let's throw that caveat in there. Let's say the Browns beat the Ravens this week. They move to 7-6, and the Ravens drop to 8-5. Now tell me who wins the AFC North.
You know what? It's such a great question. It is such a great question. The Browns have the hardest schedule, I think, still, maybe the toughest remaining schedule. So it's certainly not going to be easy for them. But if they win this week, I actually think they do have a fairly decent chance of still winning the division. And I only say that because it seems to me like some of the other teams are faltering. They're faltering at the right time for the Cleveland Browns. I mean, to lose Marlon Humphrey and for Lamar Jackson to have thrown 8 interceptions in his last 4 games and to look so vulnerable the way that he does and to be getting sacked as much as he is, and they have a really tough remaining schedule. So there's a chance that, you know, they could be sliding downward, and the Browns are getting healthy. And if they come back from the bye and they get their act together, and who knows if they will. I can't say for sure that they will, but they're healthy enough to. If they get their act together, they can be right in the thick of this because they can beat the Ravens. They can beat the Raiders. They can beat all of the AFC teams that they have to play. The only one that I would really question about whether or not they can go into Green Bay and beat the Packers, I'm not so sure about that. But they can win those other 4 games if they can get the offense going.
Mary Kay, last thing. Do you think that this season has impacted the way the front office, the organization, feels about Baker long term?
Well, they're playing that so close to the vest. And I would have to think that it would have. I would have to think that it would have. But they're not letting on. And when I asked, I think it was somewhat telling, when I asked Andrew Berry in his press conference last week, can you still unequivocally say that Baker Mayfield is your quarterback of the future? He did not answer that definitively yes. So that leads me to believe that they are in we're evaluating it mode. Now, if you had asked that same question of the Baltimore Ravens right now, even though Lamar doesn't have his contract yet either, I think we know what the answer would have been there. Yeah. It would have been absolutely 100% yes, and they have said that. Since we're not hearing that necessarily, it leads me to believe that they are still very heavily evaluating the whole situation.
Thank you, as always, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay. Great perspective. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, and you'll want to go read her story about Baker in the final 5 games.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.